Wow, what a privilege to belong to the same family that you are, highly favored sons and daughters of God. I got the privilege, and thank you, Steve, for letting me share a little bit of my people's heart. I know that we are one body, but sometimes we need to see part of the body a little bit more scrutinized. You know, maybe we can see the finger out of the whole body, or maybe an elbow out of the whole body. But I heard the word in Hattiesburg, Mississippi in 1973. And just the way Jesse was saying, I went back to my country. And then we moved the word there for a long time. Luzmelia is coming from that group in 1974. And then now it's different. It was really, really amazing, the things that we had at the beginning when the world was blossoming and doing. But now Venezuela, as all of you know, is having a really terrible, horrible, not good, awful day or year or I don't know how many times, okay? I am persuaded that we are writing Acts again, or more chapters in Acts, all of us. New Jersey and all of the people, all the believers, we keep writing Acts because these are adventures, spiritual adventures with God, what we're doing. Can be only with prayer, but that's a spiritual adventure. It can be going to the places, that's a spiritual adventure because you don't know what God is going to tell you to do and how to do it, which is fun. So believers are holding forth the word since that year, 1974. The same family that we start the war with, they are the one who are holding forth. It reminds me about the Indians that once we heard in a teaching that they tied themselves and stayed to the place and they were killing and either kill or killing, they were not going to move. This is the kind of town that I have in Venezuela that I am very, very blessed to talk. People who are stake at the word and they don't do anything but the word. Okay? If you go with me to 2 Thessalonians, this kind of people, is this my Bible? No. Where's my Bible? I read my Bible. Francis? No, just kidding. Okay. I can use anyone. I think I can read in any Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Sorry, Thessalonians. That's what I said. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. When I read these verses, it's running in my mind vividly because this is what I see that is happening, and I see that it happened in Thessalonica. So nothing new under the world, all right? Chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth." Verse 4, "So that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure." They really are under really hard, hard time. But that's not impeding them to move the word. They have fellowships every single night in that town. Everybody in the town that they live know where the fellowships are. They might not go, but they know where it is. Every single night, no matter what, if it's light, if it's without water, with water, this and that, they have fellowship. They are in persecution. They are having that, and that's something that inspired me to say, I got it here so easy. So why can't I do it better? Me, okay? One example of that is last March that I went, it was a blackout. The whole nation, it wasn't only one city, the whole nation was no power, no electricity, and we don't know they didn't know at that time for how long it was. I got the meeting on Saturday night, and I had 35 people there going with little candles and helping each other, and one van going back and forth, taking the people to the fellowship. They could not read the word, but they were listening. And hearing comes by?
Faith.
Faith come by hearing. Hear what? The word of God. They knew that. So they were bringing the people, new people, and people who are faithful in the word, to listen to the word no matter what. That really makes a really heavy mark on my mind. I say, well, we can do it. Okay? The only one who has light was me, because I had my telephone with external battery, so I could use it. But still, the teaching I had to really remember, because it wasn't easy for me to read anything. But God helped. If God wants to this to be moved, who do you think is going to give you the words that you need when you're prepared? God. Didn't do it with Peter. Peter didn't prepare his ceremony in Acts, but he studied the word before. So I did my homework. God could help me. It was amazing. Really good. No electricity. It didn't stop us. We were in the word. 35 people in March. Amazing. Another thing that comes to me is in Psalms, and they also remind me of my people there. They are really, and let me tell you, these things are happening because of you. Because if you are not helping us with the prayer and believing and just moving with God spiritually, I don't see what could have happened with Venezuela, really. So I really, from the deep of my heart, I say thank you to all of you that are praying and believing and moving and fighting with them, even though we're not with them right there, but we are whenever we believe and whenever we see or think about these countries. So thank you so much for your prayers. But in Psalms 37 and in verse 25, says, I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And let me tell you, this is a true thing in Venezuela. When I was there, none of the believers had any problem with eating. We had breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I didn't know what to expect. I brought a few things and everything because I didn't know what to expect. But they are having their needs met. They help each other. Hey, the line is over there and it's for eggs. They go there. They help each other. God is telling them things for their daily needs. And they are supplied. I haven't seen them without gasoline, and it's a problem with gasoline. I haven't seen them with cars. I haven't seen them with food. And not only that, once a month, they decide that they're going to make 200 arepas. Thank you for the commercial that you did for arepas. With meat, and they go where the people are eating from the trash. There are people who are eating trash because there is nothing to eat. Okay? These believers, out of their needs for their food, are sharing once a month with these people the word, praying for them, and giving one arepa that is heaven for them at least once a month. You don't know how they are waiting for these believers to come and how they want, pray for me, my stomach, pray. They might not go to the fellowship, but they are doing the word, and they are living there, the seed, and that word never ever comes for it, never. So it was really interesting to see that. I had the opportunity and privilege to go with them one Sunday, and it blew my mind. It blew my mind the way they really stink at the word of God, and they are working with almost nothing. But God is their sufficiency, and they are saying, well, God can do it. We can do it. And also, one more verse, and I finish pretty soon, don't worry. 2 Corinthians 8, which in the light of what I'm telling you of what they do with the food they have, it reminds me of these verses. 2 Corinthians 8, and let's read verses 1, 2, and 3. It says, moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For their power I there record, yeah, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves. This is what they're doing out of their own way with this arepas and with this thing. It's even once a month, but it's the hope that these people have at least once a month. And they have the word, they have people praying for them, they know where the word is moving, they know where the next fellowship is, and they are doing the word. They are really walking with God in their hands. I have three things that I have seen in these lately trips. The first time that I went to Venezuela, I saw the walls and you could see a lot of murals saying, Chavez is watching you, and we have Chavez in us, and this, everything, I mean, in the street, when the kids are looking and people are there, Chavez is watching you, and those eyes and everything. The second time I went, I saw biblical murals. God is light, and John 3:16, and this and that. Change. I am not, I am persuaded that it's because of their stand of these believers there. And the last time, not even on the walls or anything, I see the airport improve. We got air conditioned there, the bell, the carousel, because even you think, you know, those are simple things. They didn't have air conditioning inside of an airport. You can imagine, you know. Okay? And having these suitcases and this and that. The suitcases went through a hole. Here is the suitcase from the outside to the inside because the carousel belt didn't work. This time that I went, the carousel was working, the belt, air conditioning inside, and people working on the roof. That's a little tiny percentage of what is happening because of you praying, because of their standing, and because we are God's people. So thank you so much.
Okay, well, that's a country that they don't have an abundance. And what she was saying is, you know, a lot of people are starving. But these believers, they have enough food and they have enough to be able to give to people. And that's really cool. You know, God supplies. And if we're willing to believe His word, then no matter what country we live in, you know, God supplies. His word is greater than any country, which is really cool. The town that she was talking about where all these people live, it's a place where Luzmelia, remember Luzmelia? Luzmelia grew up. And from years ago, there's over 1,000 people in this kind of smaller town that took a class called Power for Abundant Living. So there's a lot of believing and a lot of Bible in this one town, and God is meeting their needs despite the situation. So it's very cool. Okay, the next person that's going to share is a person that, a very kind believer, and she is a friend of ours, and she comes from a country called Bolivia. So she's going to come up and share, and Christina's going to translate. Come on up, Marcia.
God bless you. Okay, Christina is going to help me, as you know. Gracias, Jesse, por robarme una parte de mi discurso.
Thank you, Jesse, for stealing part of my story.
Gracias, Steve, por invitarme a compartir este momento. Es importante para mí.
Thank you, Steve, for inviting me to share today. It's important for me.
Okay, lo que Jesse no sabe y no sabía, creo.
What Jesse doesn't know and didn't know, I think.
Es que cuando Patricia se estaba yendo, después de haber aprendido un poco de la palabra acá.
When Patricia was leaving after hearing a little bit of the word here.
Ella estaba muy emocionada por lo que había aprendido.
She was very excited about what she had learned.
Y le dijo a Bob que ella quería seguir con la palabra.
And she told Bob she wanted to continue learning the word.
Pasaron varios meses que no supimos nada de ella.
A few months passed and we didn't know what was happening with her.
Hasta que un día llamó y le dijo a Bob.
Until one day she called and said to Bob,
"Estamos listos."
We're ready.
Y Bob le dijo, "¿Listos para qué?"
And Bob said, "Ready for what?"
Para tener una reunión una vez por semana.
To have fellowship once a week.
Y así fue como empezó la reunión online.
And that's how the online fellowship started.
Ahora esa reunión ha crecido bastante, ya son 7 países que se conectan a través de esa reunión.
That fellowship has grown and now there are 7 countries that connect online to hear that fellowship.
Empezó todo en La Paz.
Everything started in La Paz.
Pero por razones de trabajo, ellos tuvieron que moverse a Chile.
But because of work, they had to move to Chile.
De las personas que habían escuchado la palabra en ese grupo,
and the people who had heard the word in that group,
también tuvieron que moverse de La Paz y se fueron a otra ciudad llamada Cochabamba.
And the other people had to move to another city called Cochabamba.
Y decidieron que si la palabra iba a seguir, ellos querían comenzar una reunión física en Cochabamba.
And they decided if the word was going to move, they wanted to start a physical fellowship in Cochabamba.
Mm-hmm. Ellos son Maya y Jero, que estuvieron acá visitándonos en una avanzada un par de años atrás.
And that was Maya and Jero, they're believers who visited us a few years ago at the Advance.
Mientras tanto, Camila, Abela, la segunda hija de Patty, ya estaban en Chile, tomó la decisión de abrir una reunión de creyentes en Santiago.
And in the meantime, Camila Abela, who's been here, decided to start a fellowship for believers in Chile, in Santiago.
Entonces, eso quiere decir que a causa de creyentes aquí en New Jersey, como Lisa, que abrió su boca y habló la palabra en amor a una extranjera que estaba aquí por corto tiempo.
And that's to say believers here who decided, like Lisa, who decided to open their mouths with love to speak the word to a foreigner who was here for just a little while.
La palabra se está moviendo tanto en Bolivia como en Chile.
The word's moving not only in Bolivia but also in Chile.
Tenemos ahora creyentes en 3 ciudades en Bolivia.
And now we have believers in 3 cities in Bolivia.
Y estamos particularmente emocionados acerca de un tiempo que Bob y yo, y Jero y Maya, compartimos este año en Santa Cruz.
And we're especially excited about a time that Bob and I, and Maya and Jero, spent in Santa Cruz, in a certain city this year.
Este es un lugar donde hay mucha hambre por la palabra, y allí estamos orando y trabajando para abrir una reunión.
And it's a city where there's a lot of hunger for God's word, and we're praying and working to be able to open up a fellowship there.
Y es interesante que hay un pastor en Santa Cruz a quien una creyente amiga mía que yo encontré después de 20 años que le hablé la palabra, ella le habló a él, y ahora él está muy interesado escuchando las reuniones en línea.
And it's really interesting because there's a pastor there, a friend of mine who I met again after 20 years. She spoke the word to him, and now he's really interested in the word.
Y fue él quien organizó toda nuestra estadía en Santa Cruz, por él pudimos compartir la palabra con 150 o más personas.
And he was the one who organized our whole stay there, and it was because of him we were able to share the word with 150 people or more.
Mm-hmm. Y él también tomó la decisión de ir a la avanzada de Ecuador. So él estuvo allá, y es increíble cómo él está creyendo, y ahora está de vuelta en Santa Cruz, y estamos esperando a ver qué decisión él va a tomar para hacer ahora.
And he made the decision to go to Ecuador to go to the Advance there so he could learn more. And now we're very excited to see what decision he makes to move forward. And he's back in Santa Cruz now.
Mm-hmm. Así que sigamos hablando la palabra todos con quienes nos encontramos aquí y en otro lugar donde vamos.
And so we speak the word with everyone that we meet, whether here or in other places that we go.
Puede cambiar la vida a una persona o puede cambiar el movimiento de la palabra en uno o en más países.
It could change the life of that one person, but it could also change the life of the word moving in one or more countries.
Y gracias por orar por estos lugares y estas personas y las cosas que estamos haciendo para ayudar que la palabra siga creciendo.
Thank you for praying for those people and for those places to help the word move and grow in those places.
Thank you.
Okay, well, that's pretty exciting. We also have a bunch of believers in, you know, other countries down there, but another one that we have, you know, a good size work in is in Ecuador. And this has been going on for a long time. I don't know exactly, but I think the advance we had there this year was the 11th advance we've had in Ecuador. So we've been having advances there 11 years, and it's very similar to up here, you know. The language is different, but it's the same Bible, same love, and the whole thing. And it's pretty cool, word over the world. And the reason I wanted to do this now is, you know, I hear this news sometimes, getting to talk to Bob and other folks, but I thought this would be extremely interesting, you know, for you guys to see that what's going on here has an effect in other places, and what's going on in other places has an effect, you know, here. And a lot of people, you know, have come and gone from there. Gina and Alex and so many folks and Juan Carlos, and it's been really great. You know, sometimes we talk about speaking the word as a lifestyle. And, you know, that's a really great thing to develop. Jesus Christ spoke the word. He was out there wanting something to drink, and he spoke the word. I've had the privilege of knowing the next person for a long, long time. And when you think about a person who just speaks the word as a lifestyle, as somebody who's just all about that, that's this next person. She's famous for witnessing to anything that moves. Taxi drivers, nuns, whatever it is. And so I wanted her to come up here and just share a little bit of Bible and share a little bit about her heart, because the move of the word is what she's about. Ladies and gentlemen, Mariana Avila.
Thank you very much.
Y sobre todo a Steve, porque él me hace una fama que no tengo.
And especially to Steve, who's given me a fame I don't have.
Me dice, bueno, gracias Steve por permitirme estar aquí un ratito.
Thank you, Steve, for letting me be up here for a little bit.
Yeah. Hace como, bueno, antes de eso quiero hacer un paréntesis.
Before this, I want to do a little parenthetical statement.
Lo del taxista, la culpa es de las dos.
The taxi driver thing was our fault, both of us.
Tomamos un taxi en una ciudad pequeña con Cristina.
We took a little taxi in a regular taxi in a little city with Cristina.
Y íbamos al aeropuerto.
And we were going to the airport.
En Ecuador, en Manabí.
In Ecuador, in Manabí.
Y empezamos las dos, o sea, como un impulso a hablar la palabra al taxista.
And we both started, it was an impulse to speak the word to the driver.
Y lo hicimos.
And we did it.
Hay que hacerlo nomás.
You have to do it, that's it.
Bueno, más de la mitad de mi edad, de mi vida, he pasado en la palabra de Dios.
More than half of my age of my life I've spent in God's word.
No sé mucho.
I don't know very much.
Pero lo que tengo lo doy.
But what I have I give.
Porque ese poco es abundancia para alguien que no tiene nada.
Because that little is an abundance for someone who doesn't have any.
Yeah. Hay versículos que compartió Jessy, gracias por compartir. Me ahorraste el tiempo, porque Esti me tiene con el tiempo limitado. Pero
thank you, Jessy, for sharing some of these verses, because you helped me keep to my time, because Steve is strict about his time.
Y tiene razón, no hay que aburrir a la gente.
And he has a point, you can't bore people.
Yo quisiera que si pueden lean Marcos 16:15.
And I'd like, if you will, to read Mark 16:15.
Yeah. ¿Alguien que pueda leer en español en voz alta?
Can someone read it in Spanish out loud? 16:15.
El que primero llegue. No llega. Yeah, y gracias, Marcia. Y en inglés, alguien en voz alta, usted.
And someone in English, please read it out loud.
Sí.
You. Yes.
Mark 16:15, and he said unto them, Go ye into the world, into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Es un versículo. Si uno ama a Dios, la palabra es su vida y la disfruta. Y la puesto en práctica.
If you love God, then God's word is your life, and you put it into practice.
Solamente hay que obedecer ese versículo.
You just have to believe and do that verse.
Si uno quiere.
If you want.
Y si no quiere.
And if you don't want.
Pierde la gente y también pierde uno.
You lose the other people, but you also lose yourself.
Yeah, because es un chance que a Dios le agrada que uno haga eso.
Because it's a chance to please God that you're doing that.
Y estaba viendo el tiempo, y son 37 años, pero Milagros me ganó, y qué chévere.
And I was looking at the time, and it's been 36 years for me, but Milagros wins, so thank God for that.
Que el tiempo que he pasado en la palabra son 37 años.
The time that I've spent in God's word is 37 years.
Y yo pienso que sumado los días... Sumado, como suma.
Oh, and I'm thinking about when you add up the days.
Tal vez.
Maybe.
Unos 4 años sumando en los 37, será que no hablé la palabra.
And there may be 4 years out of that I haven't spoken the word, if you add up the days.
Porque es bello, sencillo, y denota amor.
Because it's simple, it's beautiful, and it's from love.
Cuando yo escuché Romanos 19,
when I heard Romans 10:9,
fue magnífico en mi vida.
It was magnificent in my life.
Es algo que hasta hoy día me cuesta creer, pero sí lo creo.
It's something that today it still costs me to believe, but I believe it.
Y me lo aprendí, marcó mi vida eso.
And when I believed it, it changed my life.
En Primera de Timoteo,
in 1 Timothy
4 y 5, no vayan ahí. Alguien se lo sabe. 1 Timoteo 2, 4 y 5.
In 1 Timothy 2, 4 and 5. I don't know it, but if someone does.
Bueno, una persona puede leer.
Or someone can read it.
Timoteo 2.
1 Timoteo 2, 4 y 5.
¿En español o en inglés?
En inglés. O usted, si quiere, en portugués.
If you want, you can read it. Or in Portuguese, if you want, that's fine.
In English. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth? For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus.
Gracias. Pero el versículo que todavía me suena, cuando ya fui salva, dije, la hice, ya. No hay quien me detenga, ¿verdad?
So when I got saved, that was it. Nobody could hold me back from that.
Yeah, pero un versículo que me afirmó tan lindo fue Primera de Juan 4:18.
But one verse that really got to me that I kept in my mind was 1 John 4:18.
¿Por qué? Siempre hay una razón. Era la mujer más miedosa del planeta.
Because there's a reason. I was the woman, the most fearful woman in all the world.
Yo creía que era la super mujer y que si yo me moría, mis hijos cómo quedarían. Tenía terror a todo. asegurarme que todo esté en orden.
Because I figured if I died, what would happen? What would happen to my kids? I had to have everything in order.
Y se imaginan, todos ellos son creyentes.
And imagine, they're all believers.
No sé por qué no están aquí.
I don't know why they're not here.
No les vayan a decir nada.
Don't say anything to them.
Pero es la verdad, al menos son salvos.
But it's the truth, at least they're saved.
¿Ya? Así que yo quiero irme a mi país.
So I want to go to my country.
Porque quiero seguir moviendo la palabra.
Because I want to keep moving the word.
Y se mueve mucho allá.
And it moves a lot there.
Y aquí también es una belleza. Yo tengo aquí mi sobrina, ven para acá.
And here it's beautiful too. We have my niece here. Come here.
Esta niña no me quería ni ver.
This girl didn't even want to come.
Y yo estaba atrás de ella.
And I was behind her.
Pero nunca me comunicaba.
But she never communicated with me.
Porque tenía una condición.
Because she had a condition.
Pero ¿saben qué?
But know what?
Hace 4 semanas estuvo en un hospital de muerte.
4 weeks ago she was in the hospital dying.
Lo único que yo hacía era todos los días.
The only thing I could do was every day.
Hablarle la palabra.
I would speak the word to her.
A veces abría los ojos, ya estaba como, a veces no.
Sometimes she would open her eyes, sometimes no.
Pero yo pienso que escuchó mucho.
But I believe she heard a lot.
Y ella está sana, está salva. Es increíble.
And now she's healed, she's saved. It's incredible.
Y todos los días me conecto a Quito.
And every day I connect to Quito.
Con su mamá, que también cree la palabra.
With her mom, who also believes the word.
Lleva a las compañeras, profesoras, estudiantes del colegio.
She also brings along other teachers, students from her school.
A su casa.
To her house.
Todas las noches.
Every night.
Y se conecta por el teléfono mío que ni sirve mucho.
And they connect on my phone, which barely works.
Entonces ella se conecta con el de la casa.
And so she's able to connect it with the phone from the house.
Y un día fueron a casa de Patri, ella y su esposo.
And one day they went to Patri's house, her and her husband.
Él es portugués. No, brasilero. Sí.
And he's Brazilian.
Entiende un poco inglés y estuvo muy bendecido estar ahí.
And he knows a little English, and he was so blessed to be there.
Así que, es como funciona. Yo me acordé de la señora Cochalato.
And that's how it works. I remembered señora Cochalato, who was at the
en la avanzada. Ella llenó mi corazón. Fue una cosa espectacular en mi vida.
She filled my heart. It was spectacular.
Y cuando yo pensaba en ella.
And when I thought of her.
Decía, Dios, tienes que ayudarme en esto.
I said, God, you have to help me with this.
Y ahí está la prueba.
And here's the proof.
No quiere perderse una enseñanza, me tiene loca.
She doesn't even want to miss one teaching. She goes crazy. Yeah.
La mamá igual, la mamá.
Her mom too, the same.
Desde la tarde empieza mensaje, ya ni los miro.
Starting in the afternoon, message after message, I don't even look at them.
Why she say, no te olvides de la enseñanza en la noche.
She says, don't forget the teaching tonight.
Y lo crean o no, a veces tengo que enseñar si estoy viajando con mi esposo a un trabajo.
And believe it or not, I was driving with my husband to work one night.
Tomo un cancionero.
I took a songbook.
Mi Biblia, mi cuaderno.
My
y en el
notebook,
carro enseño.
And in the car I taught.
Y cantamos y todo.
And we sang and everything.
Es increíble cómo esta gente tiene hambre.
It's incredible how these people are hungry.
Y ustedes y yo.
And you and I.
Podemos hacer maravillas si compartimos la palabra todos los días. Recuerden ese versículo de Marcos 16:15, ¿no?
And you
toda
and I,
criatura.
You and I can do miracles and signs if we remember the word and speak the word every day. Remember that verse, Mark 16:15.
Yo no quiero forzar a nadie ni ser el ejemplo ni nada que se parezca.
I don't want to force anyone. I don't want to be the example or anything like that.
Pero no hay tiempo que perder.
But there's no time to lose.
Si pierden el tiempo en cosas triviales,
if we lose this time on trivial things,
la vida se nos va.
Life will fly away, fly past.
Y no porque yo esté vieja.
Not because I'm old.
Qué belleza los niños que pueden hacer eso.
How beautiful are the children that get to do this? The young people.
Martin, I love you.
Martin, I love you.
Gracias por todo.
Thank you for everything.
Dios los bendiga.
God bless you.
Okay, have a seat, everybody. So that's real. That's not fake. That's real. And, you know, when we speak God's word, not everybody's going to hear it, but you get it out there, and there's people who are going to believe it. And there's people that are listening to God's word all over the place. And it is absolutely real. And there's other countries, too, you know. But we got to think bigger, right? Word over the world. Who will have all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of what?
The truth.